It's March 23rd, the final Saturday of Lent before Holy Week. We begin today with the life of St. Charles Borromeo. Born into wealthy nobility in 1538, related to the powerful Medici family, and a nephew of Pope Pius IV, Charles Borromeo seemed destined for fame, wealth, and success. He quickly earned doctorates in civil and canon law, and, following his ordination, received influential posts at the Vatican. He became a cardinal at age 22. But Charles also believed that Christians should practice what they preach. Despite his prestigious positions and extensive education, he made a commitment to use his time and talent to help those in need. Charles founded schools and hospitals for the poor, and during the plague outbreak in Milan in 1576-78, worked among the sick and dying. He used his own funds to provide food for the hungry, trying to feed 60,000 to 70,000 people daily. He died in 1584 at age 46. St. Charles Borromeo's feast day is November 4th. On this day in 1564, Charles Borromeo received his pallium as Archbishop of Milan, Italy. We now turn to our Gospel. The rulers, meanwhile, sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Luke chapter 23, verses 35-39. Mockery again, from three different quarters. The rulers sneer, a Greek word that has the connotation of turning up or down one's nose. The soldiers jeer at him, then offer him wine in jest and say, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." But the mockery of a common criminal suffering the same fate is the cruelest cut of all. How bad can it get? Being ridiculed in front of others is one of the worst things that can ever happen to anyone. It's vandalism to the human person, like drawing graffiti on a beautiful painting or taking a hammer to Michelangelo's Pietà. Have I ever been ridiculed for trying to do what I thought was right? The Lord knows the feeling. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.